With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, at least 8,000 new documents related to the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were made available yesterday on the US Department of Justice's website. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer from University of Galway, columnist with the Journal, joins us. Larry, the UK media very much focusing on Andrew, the former Prince Andrew, and what it says about him. But I think most of the rest of the world will be probably more interested in the references to Donald Trump. Tell us exactly how Donald Trump is referenced in these new files.
Well, Shane, the bottom line is that he's implicated far more often than he or his team intimated previously. What we're seeing now is that he was on the jet, Jeffrey Epstein's jet, multiple occasions between 1993 and 1998, including one occasion where there was a 20-year-old girl on the plane with them. We've seen a subpoena for documents involving the Ghislaine Maxwell case, documents being sought from Mar-a-Lago. We've also seen a letter from Jeffrey Epstein to Larry Nassar, the disgraced U.S. gymnastics coach, indicating that Donald Trump shared their love for young nubile women. And all of this, I think, is quite disturbing. Of course, the Trump administration is seeking to either contextualize or outright deny the mentions of Donald Trump here.
Yeah, the FBI, I think, saying that that letter was a fake. They've come to that conclusion. Or the Department of Justice, I think, saying that.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things here, Shane, is that the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, really, in this instance, have arguably become close to Donald Trump's personal attorneys in this matter. And it's clear that both by how the documents are being released and the extent of the redactions, I mean, some of these documents are entirely in black, the extent of the redactions that they are protecting the president to the extent possible. And indeed, this is precipitated some real pushback from members of Congress, Democrats, but also a couple of leading Republicans who are saying, wait a second here, this is entirely inappropriate, and they're considering means to force both the faster wholesale release of documents and to reduce some of the redactions.
How much difficulty is this causing for Donald Trump?
I think this is something of a slow bleed. My own view is that were there to be a smoking gun, I mean, something that was just completely beyond the pale and directly implicating Donald Trump, my own view is that that likely would have come out by now because of the way Washington, D.C. works. But it is a slow bleed, and I think it's hurting Trump in two ways. One, he has drawn a lot of people who are into conspiracy theories and other things who really desperately want the Epstein files to be released because they're convinced that there's a scandal here going all the way up to the top. But the second segment, I think, and this is the most important one, is that Donald Trump built an amazing coalition to get elected both in 2016 and 2024, something we haven't seen a Republican do before. And a lot of these people are people who are hurting economically, and they hate the elites. And oddly, they were drawn to Donald Trump, who's the elite of the elite, but he convinced them that he was the opponent of the elites. And they're furious because they think that all of this shows that people with wealth and power operate by a different set of rules than they do. And the extent to which Donald Trump is involved and implicated in all this they will see this as a big betrayal. Trump knows this, and I think that's why he's been so shaken. Remember, when he was running for president, he said day one he was going to, you know, release all of the files, and then he changed course dramatically.
Interesting to hear Donald Trump defending Bill Clinton, saying, you know, it was unfair that people who are just innocently photographed alongside Epstein are now being dragged into this. Was that more about defending Donald Trump there?
Yeah, I think this is a tactic. I think Trump, in defending himself, is also defending other people and trying to, I suppose, spread things around by saying, look, the reason we're doing this is because people will be unfairly implicated and unfair conclusions will be drawn. That's his line, and I actually think it's quite a smart one, politically speaking. But there's no love lost between Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. Donald Trump doesn't care about Bill Clinton. Donald Trump cares about Donald Trump.
Just very finally, why has the Department of Justice chosen to release these files in tranches? I know a lot of the victims of Epstein's crimes are very upset about that, understandably so.
Yeah, well, first of all, they're the ones who deserve the credit for being as brave and pushing as hard as they have. I mean, you know, they're amazing people, to be frank. They were subjected to horrible stuff. The release in tranches, the redactions, the timing even in and around Christmas, this is all to minimize the potential fallout from this stuff and to effectively make it go away to the extent they can. But again, for the reasons I've outlined before, I don't think Epstein's going away. One thing I agree with Trump on is that Jeffrey Epstein is the man who will never die. Such has been his impact on American politics.
Larry Donnelly, a law lecturer from University of Galway, columnist with the Journal. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.